don't know about you, but running ads has always seemed like something that is so scary for me in my wedding business. As a coach, I've run ads for years and it seems so natural. But in our wedding business, it's always seemed something that is foreign and that I'm just really not sure how to do. Hey there, CEOs. You're listening to the Wedding Pro CEO podcast, and I'm your host, Brandi Garr. I'm a wedding pro just like you, who's built one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida. But it wasn't that long ago when that success came with long days, sleepless nights, and little to no pay. Fast forward to today, and I have the business that I've always dreamed of. A killer team, steady profit, and weekends with my family. Over the past 3 years, I've taught more than 1,000 wedding pros how to do the same. My mission is to create a movement of wedding pros who are ready to build a profitable business that they've always dreamed of. On today's show, I am talking with ads experts Whitney Hodges and Daniela Justice from Wedding Industry Ads all about how you can use Google and Meta ads together to create an ecosystem of consistent traffic coming to your website and booking you, becoming new leads every single day. You guys, when I saw the way that they handle ads and the way that they create this ecosystem of traffic using different ad strategies, I was immediately hooked, and I know that you will be too after you listen to today's episode. So sit down, grab a notebook, and settle in because this one is so juicy. Okay, ladies, welcome to the Wedding Pro CEO podcast. I'm so excited that you're here and to dig into this topic because, oh, I don't know if you guys feel this, but ads are kind of one of these things where it's like wedding pros are not so sure about it. I don't know. You guys tell me, what do you feel like is the general consensus in the wedding industry about just ads in general?
So we see that a lot of wedding pros, venues, vendors kind of have a love-hate relationship with advertising and advertising on, you know, Google and Meta specifically. That's what we focus on in our agency. So, so many see the value there, right? They know that there is potential there, but they don't necessarily know how to get there in terms of results. We talk to a lot of clients who have been trying to go the DIY route and are just missing certain pieces, right? And that's because these platforms are so robust. There's so much potential there. There's a lot of nuance when it comes to setting up ads inside of these platforms. So it's easy to set up ads in these platforms, but it's also easy to set them up the wrong way. So a lot of times when we will do audits inside of Wedding Pros ad accounts, they have some of the basics there, but there are just small tweaks that need to happen in terms of adjustments. I think for other wedding pros, they're just intimidated by it, right? They haven't even gone the DIY route because they don't know how to get started. It can be very kind of techie and overwhelming. And so it's something that they're interested in exploring, but maybe have been turned off just by it being high barrier in terms of something for them to learn or having to hire an agency and on top of their ad spend, then pay really high monthly retainer fees.
Right, right. And honestly, I think that is a huge fear in the wedding industry, right? It's something where you do have to lay out a fairly significant amount of money up front to get ads running if you're going to use an agency or just ongoing. It's like, I remember when I started running ads and my ads agency said, well, and I do it for my coaching business. So, but they were like, well, you have to start at $100 a day. And I threw up. Like, I was like, what are we talking about? And she was just like, we can't get the right And I was just like, every day, I would literally lay my head on the pillow and be like, we spent $100 today and we didn't make any money back. Like, and that was the mentality of it versus, but what's so interesting to me about that, the reason I bring that up is because we have no problem shelling out thousands of dollars a month for publications that we have very little control over whether we're getting a return or not. And we're not tracking the return as tightly as we're tracking this ad spend return But because that's the normal way to do it, that's the way the industry's always done it, it feels like, well, that's what you do, right? You just give a publication thousands of dollars. And in this respect with ads, you can actually control a lot of the return when you know what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I think with the advent of social media, which in the grand scheme of, you know, the wedding industry is a relatively new platform for us to be utilizing and to market our businesses. And we get to have so much more control over how we represent ourselves as brands, how we show up for our communities and kind of start those conversations and make those initial connections. And I think that because it's something that you can do yourself, I think a lot of business owners maybe question the validity of that. You know, am I qualified to even set this up for myself? Am I going to be able to get results that are making it worth it to put in the time or effort to learn how to set it up properly? But when you can kind of get over that mindset block and just commit to the platform and understand that it is a tool, the really, really powerful tool that can help you connect with the right people.
Yeah.
I think that that's where you can really take your power back and really start to leverage what's available to all of us, which is really, really powerful. If you think about advertising, even 10, 15 years ago, we're thinking about television spots or print, and that's expensive advertising. I'm sure you've heard, you know, for the Super Bowl, 30 seconds is millions and millions of dollars, right? Yeah. Here, we have the opportunity to get in front of very targeted, specific people. So the right people who are going to be buyers and clients for us for as little as just a few dollars every day. It doesn't even, especially in the wedding space, it doesn't have to be $100 a day to see really promising results. And so that's where we get so excited about being able to bring this knowledge and this strategy to wedding professionals who are doing it themselves, because it doesn't have to be this huge undertaking and it doesn't have to be really high risk in terms of how much money you're putting into it.
Yeah. I genuinely love so much the way that you two present how to use ads, but also why you want to use ads in the wedding space. And I want to get into those because it honestly, to me, it felt so genuine. It was like, yeah, this makes so much sense. But before we get into all of that, I want everybody here that's listening, I want all of our CEOs that are listening right now to learn a little bit more about what got you guys into the wedding space, because one of the things I think is unique to you as well is that you really only work in the wedding space, which is great. But also to let everybody know that you guys are coming to the summit this year, to the Wedding Pro CEO Summit, brand new speakers to the summit this year. And you're doing a whole workshop on how to run Google and Meta ads, right? I cannot wait to have you guys at the summit.
We are so pumped to be here for the summit. I am based in Austin, so I'm so excited to welcome you and everybody else to my city. My background actually is in the wedding and events industry here in Austin, Texas. So I've worked at a variety of different wedding venues, but then ultimately the majority of my career was in the hotel and resort space as a senior catering sales manager and then a director of catering. I did that for 12 years up until COVID hit. And then everything was put on pause, right?
Yes.
So it was really an opportunity for me to take a step back and say, okay, this path that I have been on, is this really the path that I want to continue down? I had a young daughter at home at the time. So COVID was my opportunity to kind of get to experience being a stay-at-home mom and realize some of the things that I had been missing out on. So it was a really huge opportunity for some personal growth and reflection for me. And that's when I decided I don't want to go back and I want to start my own business. I want to be an online business owner, but what am I going to do as an online business owner? And that's where I really got into the world of digital marketing and uncovered the need for Facebook ad managers and started learning the platform and dove right in. And that's what brought me and Daniela together. We met as we were both starting our own digital marketing, Facebook ads management agencies, and we've been partnering together and working together ever since.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. And so, Daniela, tell us a little bit about you as well.
Thank you. My story is a little bit different. So I am newer to the wedding industry. I would say that, you know, I started working with clients in this space 3 or 4 years ago. So not brand new, but relatively new. But before this, I was really focusing on the coaching industry, which, as you know, are much more complex funnels, a lot more relationship building, talk about longer sales cycles. I mean, it was a really different game.
Yeah.
And so coming from that background and being able to apply all of that complexity to how can we simplify this? How can we make this more accessible? How can we make this work for local lead gen businesses, for people who are serving not these scalable offers that are, you know, global, but really their local communities and connecting with the right people and making sure that the strategy really makes sense. That's where that started. But to go a little bit further back in my story, I have a background in fine arts, and then I had a career working at a transactional real estate law firm for 6 years. So that's really out of left field, seemingly, but it gave me a ton of experience in operations, business management. I was basically running the firm without being an attorney. And from there, that's when I really started to experience a lot of stress, a lot of burnout, but I had also hit a ceiling with what I could do and with my ability to grow in that position. So that's when I started really exploring these other ways of creating income for myself in ways that felt not only less pressure and less stress, but where I was able to do it on my own terms and actually serve the people who I wanted to be helping, and not just the ones who kind of came in through the door for this other business that I was a part of. So I think a lot of entrepreneurs these days, the story's not linear. There were a lot of twists and turns, and one of my first businesses was a bookkeeping business. And then I've sort of naturally from there, a lot of my bookkeeping clients started asking for help with their websites, help with their Google placements. And it was really easy for me to figure that stuff out. And so all of this to say is, you know, with advertising, I found this beautiful marriage of the creative problem solving, the visual design, the storytelling elements from, you know, the passion that I have in that area, but bridging that with the data, the numbers, the money, the story that these data points is telling us is so powerful. And then how can we leverage that and utilize both of those things to help our clients really reach their goals and see that big picture and how everything works together. Once I met Whitney, we really hit it off. And I think we have very complementary skill sets and perspectives on life, on business, and working together has been just a treat. I definitely believe that all ships rise with the tide. And so we've really embodied that with this business in terms of our mission being to make advertising just more accessible to the wedding industry and to people who are so passionate about what it is that they do and how they serve their couples.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is so good. I'm really excited to dig into exactly how you guys are bringing ads to the wedding industry. And so you guys, if you haven't already grabbed your ticket to the summit, make sure you head over to brandygar.com/summit because our speaker lineup is ridiculous. I'm so excited about all the new speakers this year, especially Whitney and Daniela. We're just giving you a taste of what their topic is on today's podcast, and their workshop is going to be super hands-on to help you understand exactly how to run ads in your wedding business. So, okay, ladies, I'm ready to get into it. One of the things that I thought was most intriguing, because I talk about how necessary it is to be on social media, to have a really strong social media presence as a wedding pro. It's really not anymore something that's like, if I have time, I'll jump on, right? And I've been in the business for a long time, so I know that I went through that stage. Now it's like, you must be on social media and you must be consistent and present. One of the things that you talk about with ads is that by running ads, they can help you to stay present and top of mind when you're in busy season. I thought this was such an intriguing mentality shift. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how that works?
Yes. So we are so excited to share this information with wedding pros because we just feel like it's a game changer and something that, at least in terms of the clients that we've talked to so far, that they don't they weren't even aware that this was an option for them, yeah. right? They haven't been thinking about ads in this sort of context. A lot of times we're thinking about ads strictly from a lead generation perspective, but they can do so much more for you than that. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It can really be just a few dollars a day. So think about it this way, right? You are showing up on social media, right? You've got great pieces of content there. That's really these days what it does take to be successful in the industry. But more than likely, you're able to show up more. You're able to post more during your downtime. During busy season, that's often one of the, you know, the first things that falls through the cracks because you're yep. being pulled in so many different directions. You have to serve your clients and show up for their events. And sometimes, unfortunately, there isn't the time to be posting. But what we like to make sure that people know is an option is that you can take some of your best pieces of content, Instagram posts that have been posted previously. We like to refer to them as evergreen pieces of content because it's a piece of content that can live forever, right? It's not seasonal. It's something that a potential client 6 months from now, even a year from now, it could still resonate with them, right? And also think about it this way, you know, you post something one time organically, after a while, it's going to get buried in your grid. It's not going to show up in people's news feeds. They're not going to see it unless they're really digging for it. But we can set up ads in the Meta Ads Manager in a way to where we are picking, you know, one of your favorite posts, and we're turning it into an ad for just a dollar a day. And we are feeding it out to retargeting audiences, right? So the Meta pixel can be put on your website so that Meta understands the users that are visiting your website. And then mm-hmm. we can retarget those people. We can set up ads so that when they open up their Instagram account or their Facebook account, if they're on Facebook, that your ad gets fed out to them in their newsfeed, in their stories. And you know, it is an ad. So there is going to be like a little sponsored tag kind of under the post.
Sure.
But other than that, it really feels like a piece of organic content. And it can be delivering, you know, value in terms of answering frequently asked questions or showing your authority, showing testimonials from previous clients or, you know, reviews that you have been getting in, or just featuring your really beautiful work and weddings that you've done recently. And so by setting up a few of those dollar a day posts, you can stay in the newsfeed of your potential clients and stay top of mind without feeling like you're constantly still having to show up. Now, don't get us wrong. Like, we still recommend organic Instagram marketing. You need to be doing that too. But we understand that inevitably during these busy times of the year, especially if you're, you know, still a solopreneur at this point, that there's only so much that we can do as individuals. And so this can really help bridge the gap.
I think it's so interesting. And I love that you said that. Like, it's not like we're telling you to go away from organic social media. And one of the things that I've noticed is that my ads work so much better when I'm also showing up organically, because the two work in tandem. But it does take that pressure off. And honestly, as a wedding pro, I will be honest, I've never run ads or blush. You guys are tempting me for sure. Like, I'm like, okay, like after the summit, I have a feeling we're going to end up, because my director of events is going to be there and she'll be like, we're running ads. But I really love this concept that you're talking about, because it really takes so much of the pressure off of showing up every single day. And I talk about evergreen content with my students all the time. I'm like, you have to have great evergreen content. But the thought of, yes, it gets buried in your feed, or hopefully SEO is picking it up on your website too. But this is just another way to keep it living and breathing. You create one really great piece of content, or two to three really great pieces of content, and then let them just go out through this newsfeed. I think that this is brilliant. I'm obsessed with this idea.
I think one of the misconceptions a lot of people have about advertising is that it's all or nothing.
Yes.
And that there's only one way to do it. And that's just not the case. So within each platform, there are lots of different types of campaigns, lots of different types of objectives that you can set up within those campaigns. And that's where you get to really be strategic and make your dollars go further, but also make the effort into putting your creating content go further. We have found that, you know, Google has its strengths and its applications, just like Meta also has its strengths and applications. And when it comes to retargeting and staying top of mind, Meta is a really powerful platform to really connect and build relationships with the people who are in your community, like in your circle.
Yep. And when you're saying Meta, just so everybody knows, that would be Facebook and Instagram, right? It's not just Facebook.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. So Meta is the parent company, kind of like the umbrella parent company that owns Facebook, Instagram, Messenger. So there are different apps that are sort of housed under the Meta platform. We actually have a lot of clients who feel like, well, we only want to run ads on Instagram because mm-hmm. that's where our couples are spending time, or that's where people hang out. And what's really interesting is, you know, we see the data, and that's not true. There are a lot of people who are still using Facebook as their primary platform. Yeah. And when we're thinking about the buyers for these services, sometimes the people who find the best or the right fit service provider, it's not the couple. It might be the mother of the bride. It might be another family member who is, you know, just as invested in the event as the couple themselves. And so having those, the ability to set up a campaign, but have the placements run on both platforms is actually to your benefit.
Yeah. And in Instagram, it can also run in stories, right? Ads can run
Correct.
In stories.
Yes.
Which is yes. huge, because then it also makes it look like you're staying daily posting on stories because your ads are running.
It's interesting, actually, like the different placements sort of within Instagram alone. I like to think about the different placements or different features of the platform, different ways of posting as serving different objectives as well. So stories are a great way to actually point people to take that next step, whether it's starting a conversation in the DMs or putting a link that they can then go leave the platform, land on your website, submit the inquiry form, and really lead into a sales conversation from there. Your newsfeed, for example, though, functions almost like a living and breathing portfolio of the work that you do and who you are as a person and who you are as a brand. Because 9 times out of 10, when somebody sees an ad, one of the first things that they do is they click on your face and go over to your profile and yep. check it out. See if it's a real company, see what else they're about. And so that's, you know, to your point, why ads and the organic content piece work mm-hmm. so closely together.
Yeah, 100%. If you don't have a great optimized profile and your highlights and things like that, or a really clear path of how somebody's going to work with you, you know, the ad can only do so much, right? But one of the things I thought was interesting that you touched on was that there's different objectives for ads, and that the mentality is sometimes that it's all or nothing. And honestly, even for myself, you know, for my coaching business, obviously the goal is to get somebody into a sale, right? But it is a much longer sales funnel. That would be the goal with the wedding industry as well. But I think when I've thought about ads in my wedding business, I've thought, oh, I mean, what am I doing trying to get them to go to a consultation? Like honestly, it didn't compute because the funnel wasn't very long, right? Mm. And so now hearing you talk about it, I'm thinking more just visibility ads or getting a freebie into their hands or sending them to a really killer blog with, you know, how to create their budget or something that would get them into my stratosphere, right? So is that kind of what you're saying when you're talking
exactly.
about different ways? Okay.
Yes. And I think sort of beyond that, or to take that even yeah. further, since you have a little bit of an understanding of ads, the ads platform, I'll speak to a few of the different objectives that are available. And what's really interesting, looking at it through the lens of what budget you have available to put into ads, different objectives have different values associated with them. Okay. So a lead generation objective would probably be a conversion campaign, and that's going to be the most expensive type of result that you're paying for in the ad space, because we're asking these leads to click on the link in the ad, then submit their information, type their name, type their email, submit the form. Maybe it's a longer application for an inquiry. That's the more you're asking of people, the more it's going to cost to get somebody through to that next step.
Okay.
But if you start with an awareness objective, where really the objective is video views, for example, on a reel or a great piece of content that you have, face to cam would be great. but even if it's B-roll video, that's fine too. You're able to measure duration of people watching, and the result is a through play, which is 15 seconds of somebody's attention. You're not asking them to leave the app, and so you can get that result for pennies.
Yes, this is so good. And it has my noodle completely on overdrive at the moment, because I am excited about, I know for a fact there's several of our listeners that are thinking, how do I break into a new market, right? It's definitely something that my company is actually going through as well, is that we've tiptoed into a new market. And it's like, how do you, honestly, a simple visibility ad in that new market would help so much. One of the things that we're battling in the new market is that our name just isn't as well known as it is here. So running a visibility ad in that new market would help so much. And that's such an inexpensive cost. Would you agree? Is that right?
Absolutely. Okay. And the great thing about it is that by leading with video, for example, which is what I would recommend for that, you're able to capture who's watching that video, and you can retarget that audience. So you're building an audience even without capturing their emails. Mm-hmm. Oh. And you're able to follow up with them with really specific messaging to invite them to take the next step. And you know that they're interested because they watched your 30-second video, your full 5-minute video. I mean, if you have a 20-minute video that they're watching the whole thing, that's a piping hot lead, even if they're not submitting an inquiry form. So it's a really powerful way to sort of layer and curate a customer experience and expand the top of your funnel without focusing too much on just the bottom or just the very end of it.
Yes, yes. I love that, how you're talking about that. And for anybody that's listening, one of the things that I have found interesting about ads is that when we do run just a visibility ad, honestly, a lot of times we're running it just to get the audience so that we can then retarget and do the lookalike and all the things, right? So, because it does cost so much more money to run those conversion ads, can make me throw up sometimes when I see those numbers come in. But this is so exciting. Like I'm, you guys are totally making me think how this can be used so simply. And for a visibility ad, you were talking about even a dollar a day. Do you feel like that's actually a decent budget that somebody that's listening could start with to get visible?
Yes. Yeah. It's the perfect amount of money to start with that. Even, you know, our clients who are spending closer to $100 a day on their Facebook ads, Meta ads overall, we still have what we like to call these client attraction campaigns that are set up at the tip top of their funnel for just a couple of dollars a day. We'll usually set one up as a video views campaign, then use the exact same ad and set it up as an engagement campaign, but set it up in a way to where we are ensuring that we are only getting in front of cold traffic, people who have never heard of you before. So we exclude anybody who's visited your website. We exclude anybody who has ever visited your, you know, Facebook and Instagram page or interacted with you on Facebook and Instagram for the past year, to really ensure that even those couple of dollars that we're spending on these types of campaigns are going as far as they absolutely can by getting you in front of targeted people who have interest indicating that they are planning a wedding, but that have never heard of you before.
Yes. Okay. I'm loving this. Okay. So we've talked a lot about Meta, so Facebook and Instagram ads, but I know that you guys really... you also do Google ads, and you really have a philosophy that the two can and should work together, right? Can you tell us a little bit more about how Google ads are different than Meta ads, and maybe what your philosophy is on the two together?
Of course. Yeah. So they're very different platforms. We'll start with that. Okay. Google is a search engine platform, and Facebook, Instagram, the Meta platforms are social media platforms. So they function differently. The algorithms are driven by different metrics, we'll say. I'm trying to keep it not get too technical here. But basically, Google runs on user data just like Meta does. They're capturing a lot of information from their users. And so Google knows a lot about us. And the search results show up, and the ads search results show up based on keywords that we're putting in. So there's sometimes a different level of intent when somebody's going to Google to search for a provider. They are looking for, they're in like a research phase. They're looking for options and they're exploring those options. And then they're clicking over to the websites and kind of digging a little bit deeper. chances are that they probably are not going to submit the inquiry form on the first visit to the website. So by having those back-end pieces of tracking code in place, that's when you're then able to nurture that relationship by showing up in their news feeds now on the social platforms that they're already spending time on. So Google is really great for capturing that initial search traffic and creating an audience of website visitors who are researching and trying to find providers that fit a really specific parameter. So they might be searching, you know, best photographer in my area, or really looking for the right venue first and building on it from there. Meta, or Facebook and Instagram platforms, on the other hand, are really great at building relationships, solidifying those relationships, establishing trust, showing your authority, showcasing your work. There are a lot more visual and storytelling elements that are capable, or that you're capable of utilizing on those platforms, whereas Google's a lot more text-driven. So that's kind of how they come together, is that Google serves the top of funnel. There are some retargeting options on Google as well with display campaigns that we can get into later. But really thinking of Google as that initial point of entry and a way of building audiences based on intent. And then Meta is the place where we follow up. We continue showing up. We showcase what we do, and we then really invite people to take that next step. So it serves sort of more of the middle and the bottom of funnel, where we're then getting people not just from those early research phase and sort of exploratory phases into deeper sales-driven conversations and submitting inquiry forms and then starting the process of becoming clients.
Oh, this is so good. And I actually love that you didn't go there with the display campaigns. One, because I think it'll be a whole different rabbit trail. But also because in my mind, that is what I think of when I think of Google Ads, is I'm like, I mean, really, like, is this going to work for the wedding industry? But the way that you described it and how you would use it being top of funnel to then kind of retarget, because that is what happens, right? Like, you search something on your phone or you're talking to a friend about it, and I swear our phones listen. But then all of a sudden, like, your Instagram or on the right side of your Facebook is exactly what you were talking about earlier that day. And it, you know, we talk about all the time, like, somebody has to see you 7 times before they're going to inquire, before they're going to reach out, right? Like, you're staying top of mind. You're staying top of mind. And I'm obsessed with this methodology of using the Google Ads to be top of funnel. I think that's brilliant for the wedding industry.
The logic tracks, right? I feel like once you can kind of see it, it makes so much sense that it's hard to ignore. Right. But it is something that, unless you are familiar with the space or unless you are having these kind of deeper marketing conversations, you're not going to be able to just discover that, I think, as a service provider trying to DIY it. And so that's why we are so excited to be able to just spread the word, because it's so powerful. These tools are so powerful. And we just want everybody to be utilizing them.
I know Instagram, especially, but Instagram and Facebook tempt us all the time with the dang boost button, right? Like, oh, just boost this for $15. And you're like, well, $15 is fine. And then you don't see anything from it. Then you think ads don't work, or you don't really know what you're doing. Do you guys think that the boost button works? Is it an easy DIY option? Like, what do we do with the boost button?
So the boost button is definitely going to get you more visibility, right? Like, it is going to increase your reach when you boost a post. But are you wanting to pay just to have more people see the post and not take any sort of action and not really have any great data that you're going to be able to collect from that?
Because
if the answer is yes, then keep boosting. But we have a better way that we want to show everyone. And that's really what the workshop at the summit is going to be geared towards, is there is a way that you can quote unquote boost a post by taking an existing piece of content, an existing post, and building it out as an ad, but doing it inside the Meta Ads Manager so that you can be super intentional with what your targeting is, what your objective is, and be able to potentially see real results in terms of people clicking through and hitting your website or becoming leads or becoming retargeting audiences. Inside the Meta Ads Manager is going to be the only place where we can do that sort of retargeting based on website visitors or people who have interacted with you on Facebook and Instagram, you can't retarget people when you're just clicking the boost button, right? There's not nearly as much control there.
That makes sense, because when we were talking about running visibility ads, you think, oh, well, if I'm just trying to get visible, then I could just click boost, right? Like, that's easy. I'm just trying to get visible. But the difference that you're talking about and what we're going to be talking about and workshopping during the summit is more that, yes, you're still getting visibility, but now we also have all the data that we can use to make that visibility super targeted, but also to then reuse it to retarget, right?
Yeah. So there are a lot of limitations with just boosting posts from within the sort of native platform, the way that Meta is encouraging its users to do. And they make it so easy, right?
Right.
But the problem is that, you know, their objective is different from yours. Mm-hmm. And so your objective as a business owner is to get in front of potential clients, ideally. Their objective is to get in front of people who are going to see your post, engage with it, and not leave the app.
Yep.
And that discrepancy alone, that difference makes it to where you don't want to be boosting the post, because then you're just feeding their objective. You're feeding the platform that you're working on rather than fueling your business. So when you set up instead of boosting the posts, you can still kind of use the same piece of content, promote it through a really simple ad campaign, but you have so much more control on the back end in terms of who sees it, making sure that you're really targeting people who either are your engaged followers that you want to retarget, or that you're being really specific about who you're showing that piece of content to, that they're actually going to potentially become clients or be people who fit the bill, rather than just who's still scrolling at whatever time of night when we're trying to get that added visibility.
Yes. Yes. Oh, this makes so much sense. And what I think is really exciting about this particular topic is at the summit, you guys are doing a whole workshop on literally how to set this up. And the goal is that our attendees will walk away with this being able to run in the background. And so what I think is so cool about that is, like, you could make back the price of your summit ticket literally just from doing this one workshop at the summit and having leads come in while you're still learning how to grow your profitable business at the summit. And I'm so excited about it. When I got your speaker application, I was just like, I'm in. Like, I'm hooked. I love the way you guys talk about ads. I love how simple you make it. I love that you understand the wedding industry and how different it is, hearing you, Daniela, say, you know, coaching is like this long funnel. I swear my funnels are so long and it's like spaghetti everywhere. And that's not the same for the wedding industry at all. So I love that you guys know that. And I'm just obsessed with getting you in front of my audience at the summit and our attendees. So where can everybody connect with you before the summit? Where can everybody connect with you right now as they're listening to this podcast?
Great question. Instagram really is where we hang out. So you can find us on Instagram. Our handle is Wedding Industry Ads. From there, you know, there's lots of great content on our grid, but you can also head over to our link in bio if you want to check out our website, check out other, you know, upcoming education opportunities. That's where we always, you know, keep everything up to date in terms of podcasts we've been featured on, or, you know, summits that we are a part of. You'll also find on there, you know, some cool freebies. Like, if you want to opt in for this really great presentation that we have that really gets into the specifics about how Google and Meta Ads work together, you can check that out there. So
I love it. You guys, I am so, so excited to have Daniela and Whitney at the summit. If you don't already have your summit ticket, head over to brandygar.com/summit. It's coming up the first week of June in Austin, in one of the quirkiest cities I've ever been to in my life. So Whitney, I'm excited to get to know more about your city as well. We have such a fun lineup of speakers, and it will 100% be worth your investment to be there and be in that room learning how to build your profitable business. Ladies, thank you so much for pouring into our audience today. I cannot wait to see you in just a couple of months at the summit in Austin.
Thank you, Brandy. This has been a lot of fun. We're excited too.
Thanks for having us. We can't wait to see everybody in June.
Bye, guys. Hey there, wedding pro. Are you feeling overwhelmed, burned out, and wondering how you will ever pay yourself an actual salary from this business you're building? I get it. I'm a wedding pro just like you. I sat in this season of overwhelm and no pay for way too long. Now I own one of the largest planning firms in Orlando, Florida, while doing less than 5 weddings myself each year. And yeah, I pay myself a full-time salary too. And I'm not alone. Hundreds of other wedding pros just like you have gone from overwhelmed pro to confident CEO by using the proven strategies I teach inside the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator.
I tell Brandy all the time how grateful I am for her. Before joining with her, I thought I was successful, and I was successful, but I was working 24/7, barely making a profit. Now, over a year later, working with her, it's just been life-changing. We have our Monday calls. I voice text with other wedding planners all over the nation, and it's helpful just to have someone that's done what we're trying to do, and that is what the CEO Accelerator Group has helped and taught me to do.
Inside the Accelerator, you get lifetime access to the 6 step-by-step modules that walk you through the pillars of a profitable wedding business.
The financial services spreadsheet that Brandy gives you as a part of the Accelerator is worth the price of the Accelerator alone. If you need clarity on finances, your budget, if you can hire, if you can even pay the people that you have hired, go get the Accelerator, because that spreadsheet gave me the knowledge and power to make the decisions to continue hiring and growing my team in the way that I want to.
But what good is all of this knowledge without accountability, community, and of course, a place to ask your most burning question? When you join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, you also get 6 months inside our live coaching membership.
It literally has changed the way I do business. It has changed the way I view things. It has changed the way that I manage things. It is totally amazing to be able to sit with CEOs that have been through what I've been through, have been through the trenches, and can give me the insight as to how they got through it. It doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only person on the planet who feels this way. No, there's tons of other CEOs that feel the same way I do, and we can talk about it, think through it, and we can learn. It is absolutely amazing, and if you're thinking about it, you should do it.
The Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator is the best of a course, a membership, and a group coaching community all in one.
The group has been so supportive and has really kept me sane through the busiest season I've ever seen in my career. For that, I'm really thankful. Looking forward to the next year and all the things I have to learn to grow and scale my business, and super excited for the next steps.
Here's the thing. You can absolutely listen to this show every single week to get nuggets that will help you scale your business. And over the course of a few years of piecing together all of that free information, you could very likely grow a successful wedding business. Or you can join the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator today to get the proven step-by-step roadmap you need to ditch the overwhelm, build maximum profit, and step into your role as confident CEO, all in just 6 short months.
In 2021, we did $220,000 in revenue, which I was so excited about at the time. In 2022, where we sit now, our revenue came in around $560,000. Honestly, I attribute so much of that to really being able to grow. I actually no longer take on weddings myself. I'm really able to focus and be the CEO of my company. And that's come with a lot of guidance from the Accelerator Group, all of the other incredible CEOs in that program, bouncing ideas off of each other, asking for the help, and hearing from other people and what's worked and what hasn't.
Just click the link in the show notes below to learn more about the Wedding Pro CEO Accelerator, and let's build your profitable wedding business together.